For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And Peter, we looked at the renovations to the Cavanocchi Theater over on the Duville College campus and talked to Lorraine O'Donnell, the artistic director. And have you been over on the west side? We have not been to the theater, obviously, but big construction going on over there. And I'm just kind of wondering, and so, Lorraine, good morning. I have questions for you. Lorraine, hello.
Good morning. I have answers for you, gentlemen. Answers.
Well, there's a lot of building going on at Duville. Lorraine's the artistic director of the Cavanocchi Theater at Duville College, which has a professional theater, but no theater program. And I see big construction. They're building their own little medical corridor. It's called the Health Professions Hub. So I just kind of wondered, Lorraine, what's going on at Duville? And how does the theater fit into it? Good morning.
Good morning. There is so much good news coming out of Duville College. And at a time where a lot of people are kind of like in a holding pattern, the Health Professions Hub is opening in February. The first floor is going to be a medical clinic for the West Side that our OT, PT, physician assistant nursing students can actually get practical training as serving the West Side neighborhood.
But the theater, I just...
Yes. Classrooms above the rest of the building is for the simulated patient program. Simulated patients are actors who are given an outline of different symptoms, and they are put into a situation with students. And so the students treat them as if they're patients. So all of these different medical students are getting practical experience with these simulated patients. And a lot of Cavanocchi actors have, I actually did it for a while before I had my full-time job here at the Cavanocchi. And
what was your disease? What did you have to pretend to be suffering from?
I had a few different things. I had heart issues. I believe I had a stroke at one point. It's really a fun, interesting thing to do. So
simulated for medical students.
Yes, for medical students.
And so is this now going to be officially a part of the Cavanocchi? And are you departing from your professional theater? What is the balance here? What is the plan?
Oh, no. Here's the wonderful part about this is that this is just really an expansion of the theater, and it's an opportunity for the theater to be even more entrenched with the college. So we're always going to be professional theaters. Matter of fact, we're still in talks with Equity to become a union house, which we're very excited about. That's somewhere down the road.
Can you explain what that means?
Yes.
How is that different from other theaters in town?
Actors Equity is a professional actors union throughout the country. And it's basically the Actors Labor Union. And so the last union house in Buffalo was Studio Arena. So we would be the first union house since Studio Arena.
But if you're a younger actor, you don't have to be accepted into the union to work at the Cavanocchi.
Well, younger doesn't matter. There's no age. It's a fact that you're in the union. We are going to have a different kind of contract with Equity where we will need to use a percentage of Equity actors. So we will still be using some non-Equity actors. But immediately when you have a union house, it really brings all standards up for all actors.
Well, Lorraine, you won't be able to make them rehearse till 2 a.m. the way you do anymore, because there are rules about that.
Well, that's true. That's unfortunate. I'm just going to have to fix whatever I'm doing, apparently.
And all those child actors, special rules.
Special rules.
They're very demanding.
I'm very curious, though, because Duville does not even have theater department, doesn't give a degree. It's a college.
It is a college.
What are the plans? I mean, I know I've heard, and I'm wondering, other colleges are cutting their arts programs, and it's terrifying. And yet I notice Duville making this investment.
Right.
What's the long game here?
Well, I can't officially announce anything, but what I can say is that we do have, I'm going to say, an arts program in development right now that's very close to me being able to announce something. But that is going to be part of what is happening at Holy Angels, is there is going to be a second performance space.
Oh, now, Holy Angels, that's that gorgeous church.
It's a beautiful building. And it has such a long history with Duville College. The Grey Nuns were actually brought over to help out Holy Angels Church. And then eventually the nuns started Duville. So it just was natural when the building building went up for sale, that DeYuville would buy it. It's going to be a multi-use facility in terms of use for the community, but also use for the college. And one of those uses is going to be a second space for the Cavanocchi, a second performance space. And part of that performance space is going to be tied into this, let me say, this arts program that I can't really officially talk to you about.
Yeah.
Can I jump in with, to draw a quick parallel, are you going to do the Holy Angels Church, sort of what Canisius did with St. Vincent's, turning it into the Montante Cultural Center?
Honestly, everything's on the table right now. We literally just bought the building, and so we're thinking all of these plans are possible. It's three buildings. It's the main church, it's the convent, and the rectory.
Oh, fabulous. Drive around the west side, see what's going on. Niagara Street is just booming. And I'm gathering that it's part of the college's initiative to embrace the neighborhood. It used to be more like a little island in the middle of this space, but I'm thinking, is that also a priority for the Cavanocchi?
Oh, it's part of our strategic plan for the college and the Cavanocchi, for all of us.
Well, all this construction is well and good, but Lorraine, what about the dogs? I want to know about the two dogs.
What dogs? I don't know about this.
The puppies! We have two St. Bernard puppies who are now DeYuville's mascots, Maggie and Saint. And they're both actually service animals, which goes along with DeYuville's motto, never refuse to serve. They're our new sports mascot.
Well, you used to be the Spartans, right?
Yes. But you know what? Spartans were warriors. And that's not going along with never refuse to serve, because some of the sports teams have gone up a division. And so they kind of redid the entire look. And we are all proud to be Saints.
Word to the wise, Lorraine. Never work with children or animals in show business.
That's what I've heard.
Well, thank you for giving us the inside scoop. But as soon as you're able to tell us about this arts program currently in development, you're coming right back here. We want to hear all about it. For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.